All right. In terms of our preparation for Baltimore, I don't have much to add to get us going here. Preparation was good yesterday, and we just keep forging ahead here. Guys are focused and working hard, and so do what we can to get as good as we can get for Sunday. So with that, I'll take your questions. Hey, it's cool with me. Don't force yourself to think stuff up if you want.
Yesterday, Nada said he thought Alex Mack was the best center in the division. How do you think you've been playing, and would you agree with that?
Well, that's high praise from Helody. I think he's I'd flip it around and say he's probably one of the best defensive tackles in the league for sure. But that's good. You know, they get to go against each other. They've gone against each other quite a few times, and you know, I know we got a lot of respect for their players, and to hear that, you know, it's good. But it'll be a good battle for sure.
What's your take on Matt in terms of updating how he's playing this year?
Well, I think he's doing a good job. You know, I think there's a lot going on for a center. I tend to lean on him quite a bit. I know anytime you have a young quarterback, you know, the center gets the ball rolling and gets all the calls made, and, of course, the quarterback can trump him. But he's a very smart guy. He studies very hard, and I think he's an outstanding player. So I think he's having a good year.
Look at it mainly because of the injuries, or is there more to it?
I don't know that. I watch him on tape, and I watch the games for what they are, and I see a very dynamic and explosive defense. It's a challenge to play against them, which we saw the last time we played. And then games, again, numbers can be deceiving. You know, you got to ultimately look at wins and losses, and there's times when you're giving up yards and not giving up points. And so I don't put much stock in that. I think they're a good defense.
At what point do you kind of end any grace period you might have for young players, especially rookies, like, in terms of, I know you don't want them to make mistakes from the outset, but they're mm-hmm. bound to happen. But halfway through a season, I mean, do you get to the point where, hey, guys, seen enough of that?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to specifically.
Just in general, just the week-to-week improvement. Mm-hmm. You've talked about not seeing guys make the same mistakes over, but, mm-hmm. I mean, is there a certain point during mm-hmm. the season where you're like, okay?
Yeah, I think you always keep in mind there's no grace periods. You know, you keep working with the players, you know, and we've got a very low, almost no tolerance for mistakes. But, you know, you can't trade out the players. You can't get rid of all the players. And so you just keep working with them and try to get them better. And, yeah, the longer you're with someone, the big thing is you don't want to see repeatable errors, you know, and I think that's the important thing. So, as long as that's not happening and each guy does what he can to minimize his mistakes, then we're going the right direction.
Does it seem to be a group that, you know, has really minimized them quicker than others you've been around?
I think we're getting better, which means we're making less mistakes, you know, and now we got to turn them into wins.
Do you feel that you have to monitor how long Phil Taylor plays Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to watch him play. You know, I'll keep my eye on him just like I watch Trent, you know. So we'll keep an eye on him, see how he's doing. And we have enough coaches where we can keep track of how he's playing, how much he's playing, and how he's feeling. Go ahead.
Muhammad, I think yesterday was his first full practice since the hand. How did he look, first of all?
Yeah, no, he looked good. Yeah, that's true. He was out there start to finish. Did a good job.
And then how do you determine which receivers are going to be up Sunday? And, you know, he got off to a good start, but then it's been 5 weeks since
yeah.
So how do you factor that in?
Yeah, I did think that Mo got off to a good start this season, and then, of course, the injury set him back. So we'll just make it. It's a good thing if you got to make guys inactive or have healthy scratches. So we'll decide here as we go.
Could that change your offensive philosophy going forward?
Well, we were in a game. I would love to pound it. You know, I would love to be able to pound it and score points. I think, you know, to be able to do that, I think it's great. Then we're all sitting in our kitchen by 5 o'clock. You know. So you got to do what you have to do to score points. I've said this often that Trent needs to be involved. You know, that means you could throw it to him, you can hand it to him. And you got to do what you think is best to move the football. And we all know that involves some sort of balance, you know, and which means you run the football some. And sometimes more than others, sometimes less than others. And but you got to try to do what you can to score points.
I mean, you're a coach, of course, but as a spectator, I guess you might say, the battle between Joe Thomas
Suggs.
Suggs, senior moment there. There's got to be, which I have more and more of every day.
Really? But, you need a bye week. That's what you need. You need a bye week.
Has to be kind of an interesting one for you. I mean, that's. Nice.
No, the matchup between Joe and Suggs, two very, very, very fine players, you know, that, and as I mentioned yesterday, I thought Suggs played fine last week. He looked like the old Suggs to me, and I'm sure they're glad to have him back. And, you know, it's a good battle. I remember when I was in Philly, we had the Runyon-Strahan thing going, which was fun. It's kind of a little game within the game. And, you know, those are two really good players going after each other. Now, Suggs can appear on the other side as well. But there's a good chance we won't put Joe on the other side, you know.
How do you think you are getting to midseason now? How are your rookies holding up? I think a couple weeks ago we talked about Trent. Trent doesn't believe, and he burst right through his rookie wall. Rookie wall, and you said you're not quite sure if you believe in it or not, or maybe it's individuals. How are those young guys holding up right now?
Well, I'm keeping an eye on them. I think they're all pushing through whatever it might be, you know. And then you look at their performance, you look at how they're working in practice, and you try to encourage them to get their rest, make sure they're taking care of their bodies, all the things that we can control and see on a daily basis. And then just encourage them to do the right things and develop that professional routine away from the building so that they can come back each Sunday and perform at a high level and better than the Sunday before. And
is
so. Yeah, there definitely. I think guys in the locker room that have been through it more than one season, I guarantee you that they're trying to encourage, inspire their teammates to be the best they can be, because we're all counting on each other to do the right thing and be ready to roll. And if that's an issue for somebody, then we try to help them.
Lotta said yesterday he had an interesting take on his rookie season. He said that I was fine through my rookie season, but we were 13-3 because the second season we really struggled because we struggled down the stretch. If you guys get on a little bit of a roll here, do you think that helps those kids because they can see that things are paying off?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think the preparation during the week is always better when you're trying to repeat a victory from the Sunday before, you know. And I think that goes without saying. I think we all grind, you know, and then mentally you got to just try to put it all aside and just keep going. But it does help when you're winning. No, I don't worry about the chemistry. I think Brandon and Mo have a pretty good feel for each other, and I've watched in practice here where they really haven't lost that feel, even though, you know, Mo hasn't been a part of the game day, so to speak. I see there's a pretty good connection there. I'm staying in the moment. You know, that'd be a better question for Sunday night or Monday. You know, I think. You know, there's certain things we do as coaches on a daily basis, and then there's a certain routine we go through on the bye week, whether it's week three or week whatever. But right now, we're just staying in the moment with our eye on the ball, getting ready to play with the Ravens.
Did you notice an improved practice
practice yesterday from compared with after you won the first game?
Yeah, I did. There was some little reminders in there that helped them. No, the practice was good, though. The guys had good energy. There were minimal mistakes. And they practice hard. Our guys always practice hard. I think sometimes just tweaking the focus is what's important, and they did a good job.
Do you attribute that coming to work Monday?
Maybe. All right. We'll see. I don't know.
Missed Cincinnati, started that game, and we haven't seen him since. Did he tear that thing?
No, he didn't re-injure it. But when you get yourself ready to play, you know, there's certain things that you do in the game, bursting and whatnot. And so he just – each injury is different, and you just got to get him right so we can get him out there.
You can't have games back. Do you feel like this is better than a 2-6 football team?
You're right. You can't have games back, so that's why you push forward. I think I talked about yesterday, coaches look at quarters and halves, and we got a half a season left, and I want to make it as good as we can make it. And I've been on teams that started fast and finished slow. I've been on teams that started slow in terms of victories and finished fast. And it all rolls right now as we get ready to play the Ravens, and then we'll start – we'll add them all up, and I'm sure you'll do it for me. We'll add them all up as we go.
One last question. Off Mike's question about the bye week. I know you're in the moment, but does that fall at a good time for your young guys?
I don't know. I think when the bye week comes out, we as coaches back in the spring, we say, oh, that's a great time for the bye, regardless of what it is. You know, and I think that's what you – because it just, you know, you're just kind of told that's when it is. And so you just play them out. You kind of handle the bye week like you do your next opponent. There's certain things you want to get done. The players are, you know, supposed to have their time away. And so you just kind of plan it a lot like you do just another game. It just so happens you're not playing a game.
Tighter coverage maybe overall.
Well, I think overall on defense, we're doing a better job of taking balls away, you know, and I think, you know, when you can force turnovers, it affects you in a great way. And he's been involved in some turnovers, you know, which is good. And I think I've seen his play be pretty consistent, you know, and we'll compare it all at the end.
Great. Thanks.
Okay.